The best of both conventional and alternative medicine. It's the Dr. Holly Lucille Show. Here's Dr. Holly.
Hey, thanks again for joining us. I got to tell you something. One of the things that makes me crazy is if I am talking with somebody, whether it's a patient, whether it's somebody at one of my lectures, and they want to ask me, they're very concerned that they're not losing weight. And I ask them, you know, they're like, I eat really well. And of course I'm thinking, sure you do, because you eat really well until you talk to me. But then this is the real question. Hey, are you exercising at all? Well, and I'm like, anytime somebody goes like, well, that's a no. Like, that's just an automatic no. But thankfully, I have the juice star, Ray Deuce Star, with me to talk about diet versus exercise. Which one is more important and which one should you be focusing on? Ray,
I'm back, baby. First of all, how are you? I hope you're doing well. And it's great.
It's great
to be back. And, you know, just kind of exactly your lead-in was perfect because, you know, I have to tell you, for me, obviously, most people that I interact with, you know, the first thing they ask about is juicing. And they say, hey, you know, I've heard about it, tell me about it, this and that. Obviously, I'll share with them my passion for it. And then immediately it's like, okay, that's what I'm going to do. And then I say, well, what about exercise? Well, no, let me just get started on this juicing. You know, that's kind of enough. And so that's why I wanted to talk about this today because, you know, in all honesty, it is so imperative for people to realize that when it comes to your health, it should not be a diet versus exercise question. It should be diet and exercise because they absolutely both are critical. And what I've found personally, and this is why I know it works, is when I do one, let's say, for example, I really focus on my diet for a month, but I'm not necessarily exercising. Not a month. I would never do that. Let's say a week. I notice that I'm just not as good as I can be. Same thing goes when, let's say, I kill it in the gym, but I'm a little bit lax on my diet. I just notice that my energy levels, my feeling, my skin, my hair, my nails, everything is just not the same as it can be. Then when I dial them both in and, you know, do them both together, it's that synergistic effect where it's 1 + 1 really equals 3 and not just
right.
2. So the big answer is, you know, get out of that paradigm mindset that it's either or and realize you've got to have both in your everyday lifestyle.
That is, I mean, it really is. And, you know, I have folks, too, that, I'm a big CrossFit girl, that simply do CrossFit, and they do it really hard, and they do it really well. But gosh darn it, when I go out to dinner with them, and I'm like, really? Really? You think you're going to, what, reward yourself or just burn that off? And these folks are hefty, hefty people. I don't feel that, I know they have a lot of muscle, but I don't feel that they're at an ideal weight. This is just some of the population. This isn't everybody. And so I always say 60-40. I mean, I think 60% of it let's differentiate between the two things that I'm thinking of in my head that I haven't told you about yet. Weight loss and a weight loss desire versus just being optimally healthy. When you think about exercise, it's not just for weight loss, right? We think about, I mean, I can't say enough about it for, I would even say the sleep-wake cycle or mental wellness.
Absolutely.
Or bone health or
even,
cardiovascular
even mental
health.
Clarity, you know, even mental clarity. Like I find after, you know, I'm a big runner, so I like to go run. And when I run, I kind of wear this, crazy, almost garbage bag looking thing that increases my sweat because I just really, really love to sweat. And I'm just so much clearer after I finish running. And you touched on something that I wanted to talk about. You love CrossFit, okay? I'm really into Pilates these days. And so the other thing that I want people to understand is that, like, figure out what works for you. And I'll give you an example. You know, I also tried some of these cycling classes. There's a, you know, cycling's gotten big, especially in Los Angeles. And you know what? It just wasn't for me. Not to say I didn't get a good workout, not to say I didn't sweat, but I just didn't necessarily enjoy it. So for my 1 hour a day of exercise, I want to do something I enjoy. And you hit it perfectly. You love CrossFit. That works for you. On the diet side, if you're a believer in the paleo diet, or if you're a believer in fresh vegetable juicing like I am, if you're a believer in, you know, wanting to have your dinner in a blended format, you know, figure out what you like, figure out what works for you in diet and exercise, and really drive that home. That's my biggest counsel to people. And for example, I use myself as an example. I know what works for me. What works for me is a diet that's anchored around fresh vegetable juicing, that curbs my appetite and that takes away my cravings, and that allows me to have pizza when I want to have it, a hamburger when I want to have it, whatever when I want to have it, because I can control it and I'm not necessarily having, you know, that stuff on a day-to-day basis. And on the exercise side, again, it's about what works for you, what time of day works for you. Figure all that out and then, you know, put a plan in place to drive that home. But you've got to do, people have to do both together. Even if that's walking for 45 minutes a day. You know, my parents, you know, are a little bit older, so I encourage them every day, and they do it, and it's great. They walk together for about an hour a day, and it's the best exercise. You know, they're in their 70s and early 80s, and it's the best exercise for them, and it gets their heart rate going. It gives them some mental clarity. You know, the endorphins get going when you start sweating. So really, people need to figure out what works for them, drive that, and stick with it. And, you know, so, write it down, mark your workouts, you know, keep track of things, all that jazz.
Yeah, so, okay, so which one should people focus on? Both of them is the answer. And I think, as you said, make it fun, grab a partner, make your food fun, make your diet fun. Like, I always remind people, when I looked up, I was so sick of the word diet, because it's like, oh, dietary supplements, I'm on a diet, the blood type diet, the, you know, Atkins diet, 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 diet. It started to be so, I think, negatively connotative. And so I was like, okay, I'm going to look this word up, as I do with most words, that I just want to grasp their real meaning again. And my gosh, it changed my life, because it means habitual nourishment. How, as a habit, do you nourish yourself? And so when I frame it that way, and I teach people to frame it that way, it makes such a big difference, because I think people get a little bit more conscious about what they're putting in their body. Are you nourishing yourself, or are you abusing yourself? You know, it's kind of one of those things.
Exactly.
But yeah, make it
absolutely.
Make it fun and doable. We've talked about this before, that people that go and talk to you because you're like glowing and you're like, you know, radiating, and you're almost a ball of light that's like flying through the air, but not yet. And they might get on this juicing kick, but we don't want them to do that, right? Everyday juicing, the everyday juicer would say,
exactly.
Make sure it's doable. Make sure that whatever juicer you choose is clean upable, that it's user friendly. So you can have it as a good habit, as something that really helps nourish you. And the same thing with exercise. You got to be able to have fun. And part of it, for me, CrossFit, I go to a class. I mean, I couldn't do most of this stuff on my own. There's no way. I just wouldn't do it. I mean, I was just on vacation, and I think I eked out one sort of CrossFit style workout in my hotel room, and that was about it. But it's that camaraderie of my teammates and the fun that we have and the healthy competition that we have. And if that's for you, go do it. So we got about 45 seconds. Just give us your best tip for both of these things.
Yeah, you know, again, in summary, you know, we've talked about this before. Listen, there is no magic bullet out there. There is no magic solution to sustained weight loss, sustained health, and sustained, you know, betterment of yourself. The key is, figure out what works for you, put a plan in place, and it's a marathon. It's not a sprint. You need to build the right habits on a day-to-day basis that you can implement for the rest of your life, and you'll be thankful.
You heard it right here, folks. Your life is an endurance race, so get in it and keep your skin in the game. If you want to follow us, you can go to Your Radio MD on Twitter and Facebook. This is Dr. Lucille. This is Mindful Medicine. Thank you, Ray Dustar, as always, and we will be right back.